Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on patient Thomas Black, B-L-I-C-K. Address is 145 South Ventura Street, Willows, California, 95988, phone 530-370-6567, ID XXXX0065, date of birth 11-24-1933, 89-year-old widowed, retired U.S. Air Force, insurance is Medicare / TRICARE. Pharmacy is Express Scripts. It is addressed to Dr. Kevin Sorensen, S-O-R-E-N-S-E-N-D-O, Mangrove Medical Group, 1040 Mangrove Avenue, Chico, California, 95926-3509. Phone is 530-345-0064, fax 530-345-0680. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation for continuation and continuity of care, subparagraph, clinical history and findings of treated Parkinson's disease. Below that, it should say history of Alzheimer's disorder with cognitive decline. Below it say comorbid medical problems, thyroid disease. Cardiovascular atherosclerosis. Diabetes. Nutritional deficiency, B12/vitamin D. Current findings, permanent cardiac pacemaker. Dash history of treated paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Stage 3 kidney disease. Hypokalemia, type 2 diabetes, essential hypertension, iron deficiency anemia, hearing loss bilateral, dear Dr. Sorensen, thank you for referring retired Air Force James Black for neurological evaluation, subparagraph, as you are already aware. He was evaluated and treated in Reno, Nevada, under the care of the neurologist, being treated for both Alzheimer's disease with cognitive dysfunction and comorbid medical problems, including thyroid disease and type 2 diabetes, with initial history of cardiovascular disease, for which he is on anticoagulation therapy with Eliquis. On new paragraph, neurological medications, carbidopa levodopa 25-100, 2 tablets 3 times per day with good control. Donepezil 10 milligram tablets daily orally. Other medications, Cytomel, that's levothyroxine 50 micrograms, Cytomel 5 micrograms, Elicost 2.5 milligrams, Ulysses vertically, Metformin 1,000 milligrams twice a day, Vitamin B12 500 micrograms, Vitamin D3, 125 micrograms, 5,000 units. New paragraph. Current complaints, some cognitive impairment. No current Parkinson's complaints. New paragraph. Medical adverse reaction history, penicillins, trandaprilil-verapamil, HONG-CON-R inhibitors. Past medical history, anemia, colon slash skin cancer, diabetes, atrial fibrillation, thyroid disease, Parkinsonism, other adverse reactions, pain medications, penicillin and other antibiotics. Systematic review of systems in general. He reports a history of dizziness with fainting, forgetfulness, gaining weight back from weight loss, EENT. He has impaired hearing bilaterally, history of rhinitis. He wears eyeglasses. Endocrine, history of thyroid disease. Respiratory, he reports a history of chronic and frequent cough. Cardiovascular, he has difficulty ambulating 2 blocks. Distal hand and feet, distal feet and ankle edema. Pacemaker for atrial fibrillation. Gastrointestinal, he complains of chronic constipation, diarrhea, heartburn, and indigestion. Genitourinary, he reports nocturia and lack of bladder control. Hematological, he has a history of anemia. He is slow to heal after cuts. He has abnormal bruising, but denies excessive bleeding with surgery. Locomotor musculoskeletal, he reports difficulty with walking, weakness, neuromuscular weakness, in the muscles and joints. He denied claudication or varicose veins. New paragraph. Male and genital urinary, stands 5 feet 9 inches tall, weighs 152 pounds. He reports nocturia times 2. He denies dysuria, hematuria, penile discharge, reduced urinary force, recent bladder, kidney, prostate infections, difficulty complete emptying, no testicular pain or swelling, sexual function. He is not sexually active. He reports a history of satisfactory sexual activity. He denied exposures to transmissible and genitourinary disease. Or risk factors for transmissible infection. Dermatological, no symptoms reported. Mental health, he denied mental health symptoms. Neuropsychiatric, he denied a history of psychiatric consideration or referral, history of convulsions. Feigning or paralysis. Personal health and safety. He does not live alone. He has had no falls since June. But he does describe some unsteadiness in ambulation. He has a history of hearing loss. He has completed an advanced directive. He denied exposures to verbally threatening behavior, physical or sexual abuse. New paragraph, personal and family health history. He was born on November 24th, 1933. He's 89 years old and right-handed. Family history, he reported only that his father died from Alzheimer's disease. He denied any other family history. Education. He has completed college. Social history and health habits. He is widowed. He never takes any alcohol, but did in the past. He does not smoke. He does not chew tobacco. He does not use recreational substances. He is not living with his wife, who is deceased. He has no current dependents at home. Occupational concerns. None are reported. He is retired. New paragraph, serious illnesses and injuries. He was treated for colon cancer with surgery and oral chemotherapy in February of 2016. Operations and hospitalizations. He has never had a blood transfusion. There are no history of other operations or prolonged hospitalizations for care. New paragraph. Neuromusculoskeletal review of systems. General, he reports symptoms of lightheadedness, disequilibrium, reduced hearing, loss of memory. New paragraph, head. He denied a history of neuralgia or headaches. He has had one fainting spell in June of 2022 due to dehydration. He was confused afterwards, that resolved. It was only brief in duration, minutes. There's no similar family history. Neck. He denied symptoms, back, he denied symptoms, upper back and arms, he denied symptoms, middle back, he denied symptoms. Low back, he reports weakness in his legs. Shoulders, he denied symptoms, elbows, he denied symptoms, wrists, he denied symptoms. Hips, he denied symptoms. Ankles, he denied symptoms. Feet, he denied symptoms. Neurological review of systems. See above. He has a history of transient dizziness and some cognitive impairment with difficulty in immediate recollection. Subparagraph, he is currently taking donepezil, but non-memantine. His last brain MRI was many years ago at the time of his diagnosis of Parkinsonism. New paragraph. Neurological examination. Thomas is alert and oriented today. His thinking is logical and goal-oriented, appropriate to the clinical circumstances. Immediate recent remote memories were not tested today. There's no unusual affect or expression. New paragraph. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 are preserved. His motor examination demonstrates normal age-related bulk, tone, and strength. Sensory examination deferred. Deep tendon reflexes deferred. Ambulatory examination fluid. Non-ataxic. Subparagraph. He arises from a chair relatively easily. He ambulates across the room without hesitation, with only a trace of festination in his gait. There's no tremor at rest with attention or movement. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. Clinical presentation with history of diabetes with cognitive decline. Parkinsonism treated with good response. Recommendations. I had an extended discussion with James and his companion today regarding his history and presentation. New paragraph. With his history of unsteadiness on his feet, we were referring him to Willow's PT for gait training and balance training. New paragraph. We are scheduling him for a high-resolution 3D neuroquant brain imaging study for evaluation of cerebral degeneration, Parkinson's, and dementia risk factors. New paragraph. He will take home the quality of life questionnaires to complete and return. New paragraph. When he returns, we will obtain additional laboratory testing regarding dementia-related risk factors. New paragraph. At this time, I will continue his current treatment regimen, but we will consider readjusting his regimen as might be needed based upon the results of his testing and directed neurological examination on follow-up. My signature.